Hey, you're listening to Saber on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm your host, Will Smith, and I'm very excited to introduce our guest, Eric Bishop. She is the proprietor of the iconic Jacksonville kitchen shop, The Pod Rat. Hi, Erica.
Hey, how are you, William? Thanks for having me.
I'm so happy you're here. I forgot to mention, Erica also writes a fantastic monthly food column in the Jacksonville Review. And so I'm just curious, where do you think your passion for food came from?
Whew, that's a good one. I think it was. I'm just self-taught. I had a father, growing up in Montana and Michigan, who he was an opera singer, and he loved to cook, and he collected cookbooks. And once a month, he would make a very unique dish. Living in Michigan, we didn't have access to, say, Japanese food or something. But he would study the culture, and then he'd go to this one little fine shop and buy all the little things he knew, and that was just fascinating to me. And I think the passion grew from there.
Super. Well, I know one little part of your background that makes you sort of a food expert. Do you want to explain your background a bit?
My background, I think you're talking about the Food Network, yes?
Yes.
Yeah. I've been, super fortunate in my life to just sort of be in the right place in the right time. Ina Garten has a new book out, a memoir called Be Ready When the Luck Happens. And I feel like that's my life. All right. Because things that have happened just maybe shouldn't have happened, but you just got to be open to everything. So I got a degree in journalism at the University of Montana, moved back to New York City where I had lived previously as a child at age 14, and started my way up the television producing ladder on the entertainment side of television. So I was in talk shows and kind of ran with a fun little crowd in New York City. And we had a lot of dinner parties. And one time I had a dinner party where I invited people to my home and my dining room was under a paint job. And everything was a bit of a mess, but, we still would always have a good time. Well, we had some wine and I said, hey, let's paint the walls. And everybody did a little graffiti on the walls during this dinner party. Well, as luck would have it, someone was there who had been invited by a friend who worked for Lifetime Television, which was a cable network for women back in the 90s. And they called me up and said, we want to do a home show with food as a cornerstone, and we'd like you to create it.
That's
and
amazing.
I was like, stop, what? Man, it's crazy. And it was like, well, that was the funnest dinner party we'd been to. So if you can be that creative at home, just put that on air. And so I did that. I was 28 years old. I had a $28 million budget and had the New York City staff, the whole thing. And I was off to the races. And by the time I was 30, I got a call from the gentleman who was creating a 24-hour food network. And he needed an executive producer and he'd heard about me and he hired me. And I stayed there for 7 years. Yeah.
So, and then after you departed from there, what was your impetus to come west?
Well, things changed a lot in those 7 years. For one thing, I had two children, and I was working crazy hours and loving every minute of it, but still, approaching 40. And then, the incident that rocked the world on 9/11 occurred, and that was very traumatic for me and my family. We went to many, many funerals and lost many friends and neighbors. My husband and I at that time decided we would, get out of Dodge, so to speak. It was a bit of a rush move, but it was a feeling like we had accomplished a lot. He was a news producer, and I, having started the Food Network and really worked hard, was ready to, maybe concentrate on some other projects. And we decided to move to the Northwest, and we discovered a place called Jacksonville, and we moved here very much, on a whim in 2002.
So great. And I was just behind you. I was in New York City as well on 9/11, and, I left a few years after you did. Just funny coincidence.
Not, you know, I wouldn't say a coincidence, right? That was a pretty tragic time. And as New Yorkers, you know, you were there for a while, right? So you kind of feel like, okay, I bit into that apple, but now,
sure.
you know, maybe I need to go see what else is out there.
Yeah. And, you know, I grew up in San Diego. My family was out here. So I felt that it was sort of time to come home, too. So
I
understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And Jacksonville felt good to you right off the bat.
It did. We had found this website at the time where you could put in your zip code and you could and then pick a region that you wanted to go to that was similar to where you already lived, right? And we had a home out in New Jersey and Glen Ridge, New Jersey. And so we typed that in, and some of the names that came up, the towns that came up were Ashland and Jacksonville. So I flew out here very much like just on a fact-finding mission and quite literally, you know, bought a house that weekend. It's crazy.
Super.
Very crazy.
No, I think sometimes you have to take those leaps of faith. Can be a very exciting time. You're listening to Savor on JPR. I'm Will Smith. Today's guest is Eric Bishop of the Pot Rack in Jacksonville, Oregon. So let's talk about that store. I'm a huge fan. When I first moved here back in 2009, I was a frequent customer, and I have always just, you know, it just has a good feel. How did you find it?
Well, you know, when I pulled into town with a realtor for the very first time, I spotted it right away. It's right in the middle of downtown in this bucolic little, you know, beautiful gold mining town. And I saw it right away, and I was like, oh, a little teeny town that has a cooking store. Say what? And I shopped here literally, you know, for 18 years regularly, raising my children here and starting my own marketing firm. It was my favorite store. And I went up to the owner several times and said, hey, would you like to sell me your store? You know, and his answer was always, yeah, get in line. He was always very funny about that. And then one day I heard very much as a rumor that they were considering retiring, and I called them. And the very next day on a handshake, we made the deal.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Can you give our listeners just a little bit of a thumbnail on what they would find if they popped over to see you?
For sure. So they started the store 32 years ago. So it's very iconic. I promised I would keep it, you know, the essence and keep it virtually the same. They were very concerned that they're, you know, that they would, it would continue. So you will find, you know, high-end cookware, high-end knives, Wusthof and Shun and Scanpan, and Made In is we're carrying Made In now, which is pretty exciting. But you're also going to find, you know, a dollar whisk. You're going to find mixing bowls and everything for bread baking. Anything you can imagine, we try to have a little bit of everything. We've got a tiny store, but we've got 5,000 items in this store. So you just got to spend some time. Yeah, totally.
You did tell me a funny story about when you first bought it and when you got the keys for the first time.
Oh, gosh.
And you walked in there.
It was crazy. You know, I've never bought a business before. I've started them, but like, you know, like television, but. So they hand me the key, and I come in the next day really being like, wow, I'm going to turn this key, and this is going to be the next phase of my life. And I walked in, and not one thing had been taken or moved. I mean, turnkey like you've never seen. Like, there was toothpaste in the bathroom. You know, it was exactly as they had left it. And I knew at that moment that's how they wanted it. You know, they wanted it to stay.
It's a loved sort of institution, and I think it takes a special person to sort of honor that and to want to be a part of the community.
That's it. It's all about community here, because we don't survive on tourism, and we're only a town of under 3,000 people. So without our community that shop on a regular basis, you know, none of the stores in Jacksonville can thrive, but they do because this is like one of the last, you know, maybe quote Main Street style towns.
Oh, I'm sure. Isn't it also a little bit of a social thing for your customers as well, a place to visit and see friends.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. I mean, I have customers that stop in almost daily because they come in for their daily dog biscuit, or they come in and have a cup of coffee, or sometimes they'll come in later at night and come in and sip some wine. And, you know, I'm one of those people that if you have to work late, call me and say, I can't get there till 6 or 7, and I'll stay open. Right. That's what we do.
I love that. That's what a small town is all about.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really great. It's a wonderful feeling to be a part of that.
Well, you also told me a little story, which I just thought was sort of amazing. A customer of yours whose mom had passed away and offered you a gift.
Yeah, wow. Such an amazing gift. I mean, it just makes my, you know, it just makes me smile inside. Her mother had died on Christmas Day, the year I bought the store, which is in the middle of COVID. It was September 2020 when I bought the store. And her mother died. And her mother was Marge Wall. And Marge Wall ran a quilt shop in town for 40 years. So talk about community. Her daughter, Debbie, calls me and says, hey, going through all of mom's stuff, we found a mountain of cookbooks. Could you use these? And my first thought was, well, probably not. I mean, but, you know, I wanted to come up with something to honor Marge. And so we put a cookbook library together in Marge's name. And it's a lending library. So we took all of her old cookbooks, and you can come in anytime, pick one out, take it home, bring it back, or maybe keep it and then bring back a different one. So it's been a nice little thing for our community because people are sharing cookbooks and they're talking more about food. And that's what it's all about for me, talking about food.
I think it's an excellent, excellent, excellent idea.
Thank you.
I know you have some things happening for the holidays. Would you like to?
Yeah, just kind of keeping in with a sense of community. Two things that I'm doing just to help people out is we've been contacting senior citizens' homes and offering them the opportunity to bring their seniors to the shop early in the morning before we open so that they can shop in private without any chaos and they can get extra help. So that's been a real feel good thing for me to do here. And also for our folks that work 9 to 5, you know, a lot of shops close at 5:30 to be open a little bit more. As I said, I'll stay open if you want me to be open. But this year we decided in December to also have, a sip-in shop. So people can come on Friday nights through December, every Friday night in December, and have some wine and just quietly enjoy their time, you know, hanging out with friends and shopping. Why not?
Yeah, that sounds great. And then I wanted to tell our listeners that you also offered up a really delicious looking cookie for the holidays. And that will be on the JPR website with our show and any other exciting events in the future or over the holidays.
Well, we're going to start delving into after-hours events. So I would just recommend, you know, joining us on social media to sort of see what's up. Check out our website because we're going to be maybe even doing a little food styling class or something.
I heard that.
Did you hear about that? Well, did you?
So I appreciate that, and I'd be happy to help you out some evening. That would be fun.
Yeah, we're going to do some fun things. So, but you know, we got to all get through the winter months together, right? So that's what it's going to be.
Right. And then your website is thepotrack.com. I urge everybody to take a peek at that. There's also all your recipes from the review are also on the website. And if any of the listeners have not been to Jacksonville, I urge you to do so. And please stop by the store, introduce yourself to Erica, and I hope everybody has a fantastic holiday season. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year. Erica Bishop, thank you so much for being our guest today.
Oh, thank you for having me. Really, really appreciate it. I look forward to seeing you during the holidays.
Okay. Super. You have been listening to Saber on the Jefferson Exchange. My name is Will Smith. You can find us on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And always remember to eat well.